his campaign if he doesn't raise nearly $2 million by month's end. America is listening to Fox News.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your next go-tos and can't live without. 21 days of daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves, like the Tartlet and Bloom eyeshadow palette and Urban Decay 24/7 eye pencils. Plus, explore our latest exclusive products and hundreds of new launches, aka 21 days of I want that one and that one. Event ends September 21st. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
For Miranda Lambert, Idyllwind is more than just boots and clothing.
Idyllwind is another way to express part of who I am. We've kind of come up with the tagline, find your idol and find your wind, because I thought that was interesting how you could still have movement but be sitting still. It just shows that you've got to change with the wind, but you also have to know who you are and find your quiet moments. And the name means a lot more to me than people probably realize because of that. I just hope these clothes complement that sentiment, because that's the point.
Idyllwind by Miranda Lambert at Boot Barn.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This fairly nice pattern will continue, especially tonight, with clear skies and comfortable temperatures. I think the overnight low temperature falls to about 67 with low humidity. Tomorrow, still dry, high around 93. Monday is the first day of fall. Plenty of sunshine. We're heating up again. Mid-90s on Monday and mid-90s on Tuesday. Should be dry, but maybe an isolated shower, we hope, somewhere in the area by Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the final hour of Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, and the incomparable postman, the Dean of Celestial Knowledge, Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, that is, with me tonight, as always. Introduce what we're about to hear, postman, or tell me what this is.
We're about to let you listen to maybe about 10 minutes of a video of a YouTube channel video called The Final Days, and there's some key things I want you to listen to in on this, and it's concerning the actual size of certain objects, the way they track, and the way they look, and this is the actual site, you know, where the lady that lives in Alaska, she lives in all Northern Territories. And you can actually stand out in your own yard in Alaska and actually see these planets transiting the Earth across the sky.
That's amazing.
And there's a few key things I want you to listen to in this. Let's go ahead and play it here.
All right.
Welcome to the final days. Today is September 20th, 2019. Today we will be viewing striped and heavily cratered celestial objects rolling across the sky and several other sky and space anomalies not mentioned in mainstream news. The purpose of this channel is to show the viewers that we are living in the very last days according to the Holy Bible and to explain why this is very good news and cause for celebration. Explain later in this video. The unedited images in this video were obtained this month from the Federal Aviation Weather Cameras in Alaska. Each image is 10 minutes apart from the next, forming a time-lapse video when strung together, such as the one playing now from the south-facing weather camera in Sitka, Alaska. Many of you have seen this celestial object, which is orbiting Earth, hundreds of times from many different cameras in Alaska and Canada. The reason we are starting out with this footage is to remind viewers of some fundamental rules of lens flares. 1. A lens flare of the sun doesn't rotate. A lens flare of the sun is a small reflection of the sun, which rotates only once every 27 Earth days. 2. Lens flares of the sun do not have craters. 3. Sun lens flares can never go behind clouds or other objects in a photo or video. 4. Lens flares of the sun can never react to sunlight in a video. For example, a lens flare cannot become partially illuminated by the object causing the lens flare. Please remember these elementary facts as we go through these FAA videos. The west-facing camera in Peterson Hill, Alaska, shows a reflection of NASA's light-emitting equipment, which casts a reflection upon water surfaces, proving that it's an actual piece of equipment and not a lighting or camera issue. NASA's equipment is much, much closer to the Earth than the Sun. This is why the sun often appears to cast two different reflections in the water, such as seen on the east-facing camera at Taku Inlet, Alaska. This equipment is capable of producing a circular glare, thousands of miles in diameter. However, whenever it passes behind a narrow object, such as this thin flagpole, it completely disappears. Our real sun could never disappear behind a thin flagpole. To find out where the real sun went, please watch our March 23rd video. Around 11 o'clock p.m. local time, The south-facing camera in Gamble, Alaska, captured a large, highly textured celestial orb for just one frame. I checked the next night, but it wasn't there. Jesus is describing the last days in the Bible's book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 25, when he clearly tells us that we will see these signs in the sky when the end is near. Another south-facing camera captured this same celestial object in the nighttime sky the same night. This one was taken by the south-facing camera in Wasilla, Alaska. Some of you have seen this celestial object in older footage captured by the southeast-facing camera in Yukon River Bridge. In just a minute, we are going to see a size and time comparison. We did this last month so that we can know how much closer this object is than in previous weeks. Those of you who've been watching this channel know that we've been watching this large, fast-rotating celestial object at Yukon River Bridge for many weeks. Remember the lens flare rules that we covered earlier. A sun lens flare cannot rotate, does not have craters, cannot go behind clouds, and cannot react to the light source by becoming partially illuminated or shaded. Please remember to click on the thumbs up below so that this video becomes more available to those in need of this information. I don't have comments turned on, which lowers the search ratings on these videos, so your thumbs up helps to counteract that. For those of you who are new, I had to disable comments. Last year, when I allowed comments under the channel name Universal News Media, call centers were actually hired to leave thousands of profane negative comments in order to discredit the channel, thanks to your tax dollars. I successfully blocked them all, but spent endless hours doing so. I was warned to stop, but I didn't. I was banned from the FAA weather cameras, they thought. My phone was tapped. Another woman doing the same thing received death threats to her family, so she stopped. I don't have a family, so they can't use that threat. And finally, I was paid a very hostile visit. I quit the channel in June 2018. That winter, a man stood up front during a special evening church service that I was attending, and he said, "God has a message for someone here. He's got your back. Whoever this message is for, you know who you are. God's got your back. He's got your sides, your front, your back, and he says to go ahead. God is giving you the green light. God's got your back." Well, I knew that message was for me. So I went ahead and I created a new channel, and my boss, the King of Kings, told me to call it The Final Days. He also told me to make these videos more scriptural and evangelical. I have done as instructed. So now you have some background information on how this channel came about. Let's take a look at how much bigger this object is after 10 weeks. Using the same exact weather camera at approximately the same time of day, 10 weeks apart. Using screen pixels, the images taken on September 8th are about 14% larger after 10 weeks. Actually 13.5, but I rounded it up to the nearest percentage. This is exactly the same percentage of increase as when we measured the same object last month, 1.4% per week. The fact that this object appears in the same location on the same camera each day indicates that either it is directly headed toward us or we are headed toward it as we travel around the sun. I'm not sure which. I can tell you that this inbound planetary system will make its closest pass to Earth during the biblically foretold time of the Great Tribulation, described in the Bible's book of Revelation. The south-facing camera in Arctic Village, Alaska, shows the craft that we've seen hundreds and hundreds of times in these videos. The craft tows some very, very large equipment that acts somewhat like an umbrella so that NASA's manufactured light doesn't illuminate these celestial objects, causing them to be more visible.
Well, we got to hit a break, short break. And I won't post them to explain something to me while we're on break, so we'll be right back.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready, so get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. Do you have their number?
But the best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
The walls came down. All right, we're going to go back to this video.
In some of these images, we can see both the craft and the top edge of the equipment that the craft is towing. Notice that the craft and the equipment move in the same direction at exactly the same time in synchronization, maintaining the same distance apart in each frame. The path of the craft is marked with red arrows. And just so you know, these aren't lens flares. These objects are behind clouds in some of the frames. Can you see the celestial orb in this video from the south-facing camera in Thompson Pass? I'll play the footage exactly as it came off the camera, then we'll review it with some contrast added. The vertical purple beams are coming directly from the center of NASA's manufactured light. This is something that just started about 2 years ago. A red arrow marks the craft that is towing the equipment to help conceal the celestial object in these images. It goes behind the clouds for a few frames, but then it reappears around 2 o'clock p.m. local time. Untold trillions have been spent on the technology to hide this incoming system. The reason is because the enemies of Christ do not want you to know how close to the end we are. The enemies of Christ do not want you to give your life to Jesus before your time runs out. Some of you may have seen this same object back in March or April from the northwest facing camera in Tok, Alaska. This object appears to have stripes and does appear to be rotating. The images with contrast show a red orb coming into view for just a few frames. However, the red orb is very faded in the atmospheric chemicals and difficult to see even with contrast added. Something very interesting showed up on the south-facing camera in Skagway, Alaska. Whatever it is, it has a definite shape and is much more visible when NASA's circular glare comes closer to light it up. As the light source travels across the sky from left to right on this camera, it does cast shadows on the side of this object that is away from the light source. Thus, this object is reacting to the light source, and so we know it can't be a lens flare. However, this object doesn't appear to be moving, at least not very fast, so either it's very, very distant or it is stationary. I'm not sure which. The southwest-facing camera in Nikiski, Alaska, captured a very interesting celestial orb that appears to be striped and also moving as we go through this video footage. The southeast-facing camera in Cape Spencer, Alaska, shows a reflection in the water not centered under the light source causing the reflection. Additionally, whenever the, quote, sun appears enormous in these videos, it is always done to engulf a celestial object in glare in order to conceal it. We saw an extreme case of this in March 2018 when the sun rapidly increased to many times its previous size in order to engulf two nearby celestial objects in glare in an attempt to hide them from view. Technology is in place to render celestial objects very out of focus to prevent viewing by the public. As the light source descends for the night in this video, at least two blurry celestial objects can be seen just before NASA's light source completely engulfs them in glare, causing an extremely distorted appearing sun. The southeast-facing camera in Chilkat, Alaska, shows a celestial object very faded in the atmospheric chemicals, nearly impossible to see. We'll go through the footage as it came off the camera, and then we will see it again with some contrast added. I've mentioned before that if I only use the contrast where needed, it works much better to bring out the details of these celestial objects. In some of these images, the celestial object is behind the clouds, Thus, we know it can't be a lens flare. Dr. Albers, an astrophysicist with a YouTube channel, says that these objects are stellar cores, which are burned out stars, and that there are many, many of them out there. Dr. Albers says that these stellar cores siphon energy from our sun as they pass by it. The southeast-facing camera in Cape Fanshawe, Alaska, shows the reflection of the sun on the water's surface. Look again. This isn't the sun. The sun isn't even up yet, and this camera isn't even facing the sun. The sunrise is not within this camera's viewing capability. The sun will be rising in the east to the left 45 minutes from now. However, something casting a very bright yellow reflection upon the water is behind the heavy cloud cover above the reflection. Let's move through this footage. Exactly 3 hours later, here comes the sun. It's well up in the sky because it rose not within this camera's viewing capability, but to the east. This is just another sign that we are living in the very last days. The imminent approach of this planetary system is actually good news and cause for celebration, because Jesus has promised to remove his faithful followers from earth before God's wrath is unleashed upon the earth. This is commonly called the rapture, which will take place quickly and quietly. The New King James Version of Luke chapter 21 verse 36 reads, "Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass." Jesus is referring to God's wrath. He is saying that those who are counted worthy will escape all of God's wrath, which will occur during the Great Tribulation. The Bible repeatedly promises that faithful followers of Jesus are not appointed to God's wrath. To be counted worthy, we must be living in holiness. A link in the description box below discusses what holiness is and how to achieve it. The reason that your eternal soul has been sent into this fallen world is so that you can choose to love Christ out of your own free will and live according to that love. This is the only reason we are here in these temporary flesh bodies. These next few screens will tell you how to accept Christ into your life. Simply pause the screens if you need more time to read the text.
Wow, that was, I posted it to our official Clearing the Air Facebook page, folks. You need to take a look at what this woman's done, what she's uncovered. Have you noticed, and I've noticed this, a little short mean woman has too, is when we go outside, like when we go get in the pool, I have to wait till that time of day where my house is blocking the sun. I can't stand in the sun. The sun is so hot and so intense that it's impossible for me to stay out in the sun. It's like you can feel it burning. It's because it's not what you think it is. When we get back from this 5-minute break, we're going to explain to you what's really going on. So stay with us. We'll be right back, hopefully.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call, Scott Bowers, and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall Park in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that as you walk the trails and take in the artifacts at historic Moundville Archaeological Park. Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at Alabama200.org. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This fairly nice pattern will continue, especially tonight, with clear skies and comfortable temperatures. I think the overnight low temperature falls to about 67 with low humidity. Tomorrow, still dry, high around 93. Monday is the first day of fall. Plenty of sunshine. We're heating up again. Mid-90s on Monday and mid-90s on Tuesday. Should be dry, but maybe an isolated shower, we hope, somewhere in the area by Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Wow. We've almost done 4 hours, Postman. Doesn't seem like it, does it?
We're close.
Yeah, getting there, getting there. Let me tell you what's going on. The sun is in what's called a solar, well, Postman, you should tell them. You know more about this than I do. A solar minimum.
Yes.
But
yes.
They don't want us to know that, right?
Well, they vaguely mention it, you know, during the discussion.
Like, but it's no big deal.
But it is a hotly debated topic, you know, among planetary scientists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they know the changes are coming. The globalists are actually pushing changes that changes are coming. We've already got the signs in the heavens that changes are coming.
As we were told we would.
Right. Uh-huh. And the greatest sign that has already occurred. The one that happened in 2017.
What was that?
That was in September of 2017. You know the signs in the heavens about the about the moon and Virgo?
You're going to have to refresh my memory. I'm sorry. What happened? Because I don't remember. Look, I don't remember what happened last night.
That was when when the dragon was revealed.
Okay, you're right.
And it was there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it definitely was there.
And that ties back to the woman and the dragon, and
right? Right.
Yeah, the prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotcha.
But what's really going on is the lady on the Final Days channel. She actually talked about a planetary system, inbound planetary system. The very same one that I've been tracking for about the past 10 years.
Are we talking Planet X?
The infamous Planet X is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I mean, it's been coming back here for millennia.
Yes.
And
3,500 years.
Right. And it was responsible for the flood of Noah's day.
Heard that too.
Right. And it's about to traverse our neck of the woods again, and that's what's showing up on these sky cams, and if you go online and look at the cover on the book of the 12th planet that Zachariah Sitchin wrote back in 1976,
mm-hmm.
He published it in 76. That striped planet is on the cover. And that's the one that you see that's in the video, that very same planet.
Yeah, they're identical.
Right. And that's the one that's 5 to 7 times the size of Earth, and it has a living population on it.
Mm.
And I've said on the program several times before that that is the domain of what people call the Anunnaki. And they're not the same as they used to be. They're actually reptilian hybrid. They've been assimilated pretty much, by the Draco. And these beings are giant, But even though there's cause for alarm, the Bible tells us not to be alarmed, because these things must come to pass. They must happen.
It's true.
Yeah.
And remember Robert Harrington, who was chief of the Naval Astronomy, he was going to tell us about this, and the night before he was killed. Hmm. So there's a lot to this.
Yes.
A lot more to this than you realize.
It is, and what I believe is this is what's behind all the climate change agenda that,
I was gonna ask
that they're
you that.
Pushing.
Is that why it's 110 degrees and it never gets cooler?
This is behind all the climate change that they're pushing. And
now,
what they're trying to do, they're trying to establish all these laws, trying to put them in place before this thing actually flies by.
That's an excellent point. Are they doing this? Are they instructed to do this? Or are they doing this to prove their... I mean, what are they doing? Why are they doing it now? Is it to prevent us from seeing through this facade they put up?
It's the same thing Dave Hodges and what's the guy
Mike
named?
Adams.
Mike Adams was talking about.
Okay.
It's the same type of agenda.
Jesus. Can we stop it?
We can as a group. No single individual will probably be able to do it.
No. That's... they've done a brilliant job. Everything, I can't help but look at everything incrementally and see how the media was taken over, see how all the food, everything you eat now is controlled by only 6 corporations. So ask yourself, how hard would it be for them to poison us or put stuff in our food to prevent us from women from getting pregnant, men from creating, sperm that works? How hard would it be? Well, not that hard anymore. Not at all. And think about the media. Six families also own the media. And these families, by the way, are Luciferian psychopaths. They're part of the 13 families of the Illuminati. I believe they've descended from the Nephilim, the hybrid angelic being, human being. This is part of their bloodline, which is why they marry within their own families. They're the ones that now have control of all our food, all our water. I mean, they control everything now. And it's been facilitated by human beings who have sold out their own species.
Yeah, and that reminds me, you're talking about food. It was yesterday, on the way back down the interstate, I passed an Archer Daniels Midland Company truck. And yeah. it was a container. It was a tanker. And I looked at the logo really good. It's got a Vector 7 sigil and a Saturn symbol slashed through the middle of it.
You know what? That's something we need to do. We need to look at the six big companies that control all our food. We need to go through each one of those and look for the sigils. Because I guarantee you,
every one of them's got it.
And that makes sense because it's aliens controlling it.
In a certain way. In a certain way, that logo tells who owns it or who's in control of it.
Well, throughout history, that's why we've had coat of arms. That's why we've had all the different things. Symbolism.
Yes.
Always shows ownership. Nothing's changed.
But in reference to the Alaska Sky Cams and the actual cameras and the actual pixels, you know, on the cameras and how many pixels the actual planet took up 10 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She said it was like 13.6%. More pixels that it took up. And
in how long of a period?
In 10 weeks.
10 weeks, that's right.
And if you do the math on that, Terry, in about a year and a half to 2 years...
There's going to be no denying it.
Those planets will cover one-eighth to one-quarter of the sky.
People are going to
visual
out.
Sky.
People are going to freak out.
And that was something I've been saying that for about the past year and a half.
You have? You know, whenever I try to talk to people about Planet X, they usually laugh at me and say, oh, you're going to start that Planet X crap again? Well, I haven't really ever started it, but it's coming. You know, you look at so many different ancient texts that talk about the destroyer coming and what it does, what happens, the effects on this planet from it. It's not going to hit us. A lot of people were mistakenly think it's going to hit us. We're going to exchange atmospheric gases. Postman was talking about the red oxide dust. That's where it's going to come from. We're going to exchange atmospheric gases with this thing, and nothing good can come from it, folks.
This time, it's the dragon's tail that we're going to get.
That's where it's dragging all kind of stuff across the solar system.
Yep.
100-pound hailstones, God knows what else.
It pulls all that ice out of the Kuiper Belt, you know, when it comes in. That's from creation, pretty much.
Yeah.
Some of the... all those old primordial chunks of ice, comets, asteroids, you know, meteors. Actually, meteors when you... meteors, not meteorites.
Yeah, right. But, meteorites when it enters
when it hits the ground, yes. Yeah. and that'll be the source of what Revelation talks about as far as the fire and brimstone and the
100-pound hailstone.
And the 100-pound hailstone.
It all ties together, folks. This is all tying in perfectly with biblical prophecy. It's all lining up perfectly. We've been talking, ever since you've been on here, we've been talking about this, folks. Do and your homework. Read the Bible.
That and look at some of these sky cams. You can pull up, Montgomery has sky cams.
Yes.
You can pull up some of theirs and look at them.
Yeah, that's how blockade does the traffic. Pulls up the cams.
Right. And if you look close enough, you probably can see some, you know, just whisking by, you know, in Montgomery cameras, you know, because in South Carolina, you know, because some of the cameras, you know, look out over the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and you know you can see hundreds of probably thousands of miles of sky.
Yes.
You know, looking out over the ocean, and I'll never forget it. The lady was doing the news, doing the weather.
Yeah.
And man, she couldn't say anything about the planet, but she was constantly pointing at it, almost touching the screen with her finger. And she was constantly doing the weather. We got a high pressure cell moving across the four corners region, but she was pointing up
that
in
was
the
her way.
Right. Uh huh. And the Four Corners region wasn't even on the map. The picture of that planet that was transiting the South Carolina skies is what she had her finger on. She was trying to get everybody to see it.
I'm telling you, Postman, I've gotten, every time I've captured something up there, it's I'm taking a picture of a cloud or something. If you go outside with your cell phone and you, first off, you got to get rid of your color. Go to black and white or sepia if you have it. Jack your zoom up as far as it'll go. Just take pictures of the sky. Take a dozen pictures of the sky. Come back in, download it onto your computer, and download them into your Paint utility. Zoom them up and look. I promise you, at least a third of those pictures will have some anomaly on it.
Yes.
Orbs, something will be there.
A rod or something.
Yep. They're here. I'm telling you.
I've got to contact Wendy in North Georgia, because Wendy does not miss anything. She lives in the northeast corner of Georgia.
It's beautiful up there.
And she rules the skies over there, you know, because she sets up cameras and cell phones. I mean, that's all she does is monitor the sky.
Wow. I know Cindy at Must Stop, she's a avid sky watcher. When we went up there and had beef tips the other day, she was showing me an image of something she caught in the sky. All you got to do is look. That's all you have to do.
That's all you got
to
do.
All right, let's hit our, believe it or not, our last break of the night. Folks, we will be back. Come back with us 3 minutes.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, welcome back to the waning moments of Clear in the Air, 272-9228. Please, not everybody call at once now, please. Well, we had two phone calls, one phone call.
I guess they're watching football.
Yeah, they are watching Georgia. And I tell you, Notre Dame's giving them a game, it looks like.
Yep.
But yeah, Planet X, folks, they've been warning us about it. It's in the Copernican Bible. It's in all kind of different ancient texts. Do your homework. You know, and that's one thing I keep forgetting to give you my disclaimer. Don't believe a single word you hear either one of us say, because you've got to start doing your own homework, folks. And let me tell you, don't let the media set your narrative. Don't let the media tell you what to believe. The media is treasonous. They're lying to you. They have an agenda. It's so important. Use your imagination. Use your own logic.
It is to get your money and manipulate your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Postman. It's exactly what it's about. There's so much going on. You know, we really haven't talked about the whole we're going to go to war with Iran because they sent in drones and shot Saudi Arabia, which I don't believe any of that. But hey, caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Ah, very good. This is Missing in Action, Kenny.
Hey, Kenny. Lonnie from Gunner. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm listening to the show. It's a great show.
Hanging in there, man. How are you doing?
I love the previous thing you just played. I guess the lady said it's on YouTube?
Yes. Yeah, I posted it. It's on Clear in the Air. It's on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
Did you actually see it, Kenny?
Huh?
Did you actually look at it yet?
I haven't had a chance. I mean,
look at it. It's pretty interesting. I mean, it's
fascinating.
Yeah, it is, and it actually makes sense from what I've been researching for the past 10 years. It makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, we know something's coming, something big.
Yes.
And of course, we also know they're never going to tell us.
No.
No, they're not.
Here's the thing that cracks me up. Every time you turn around, NASA's discovering some far distant star or some system,
mm-hmm.
you know, thousands of light years away. And they make such a big deal about it.
Yep.
Yes. The next thing you know, they're talking about an asteroid that just came within so many miles of Earth.
Yeah.
And like, well, how'd you miss that one?
Uh-huh.
But you're focusing on, it's almost like, well, I won't say it's almost like potential is potential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want. Well, let's put it this way. They don't want us to know. Now, the powers that should be already know that something's coming, and that's why they keep doing all these underground things.
Right.
Right. And it's close, too. It's within 50 million miles of Earth, because it's inside of Venus's orbit.
Yeah. And so it's already causing a disturbance. I think it's heating up the universe.
Yep.
So it's amazing. But anyway, just like one of the touch bases. I say hi. I missed the show last. Well, actually, I tuned in and I realized, wait a minute, this is like before Labor Day.
Yeah, man.
So I'm glad I heard that you have that. Well, they said a stone, but you know, it's fiber.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're feeling a lot better.
Thank you. I am too.
Because I understand, even if it was a stone, that's, you know, gallstones or any kind of stone, you know, bladder.
Hurts.
It's very painful from what I understand.
It's very painful. I wouldn't recommend it.
Right. So.
How are you
doing?
How's Patty?
Huh?
How are you doing and how's Patty?
Well, I'm sitting here at Baptist House.
Wow.
Once again.
Man.
We've been here 2 weeks. And so she came down with an infection. They gave her an antibiotic. Deflated.
Yeah.
Well, the antibiotic that they gave her to fight the infection ended up giving her something much worse.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
The short-term name for it is called C. diff. If you type that in, you'll see what it is. And basically, it's when the antibiotic goes into your gut, you know, and basically cleans out the good bacteria.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And leaves the bad stuff behind and multiplies.
Great.
Well, if it goes untreated, you could actually die from it.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, they gave her antibiotic to fight the antibiotic.
Uh-huh.
And we thought that she, you know, was over it. But 2 weeks ago, she was having some really bad, to say diarrhea, basically.
Yeah.
And so I brought her in to the place up in Millbrook, but her heart rate was 142, so we came to Baptist Health.
Wow.
And they said, well, we hate to tell you this, but that thing that you had, you got it again.
Good Lord. I'm sorry.
So, but by Monday they're supposed to release her, because if you have it, you're highly contagious.
Oh wow!
So me, I haven't worn a gown, so I said if it hasn't affected me, obviously I could be a carrier.
Yeah.
Or I'm just one of those people that, you know, it's not going to bother me. But other than that, you know, we're doing.
Sorry, man.
You know, so it's just, you know, like I said, day to day. And like I told her, I said, you've been healed in the supernatural realm, so now we're just waiting for it to happen in the natural.
Your faith is astounding, Kenny.
Yeah, I said, God has done what he's going to do in the supernatural realm. So now we just want to see it manifest down here on Earth.
There you go.
So, but anyway, glad, you know, once again, top-notch show.
Thank you.
I've been listening, I guess, well, most of the evening anyway.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. So that other thing that was on, it was kind of like the other guy, I guess Bo said it was like information overload.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but it's still good. I mean, it takes you a while to really digest all of that. So
it does, and it's scary stuff, man, and I get that. I understand, but we're not supposed to be afraid.
Yeah, well.
I know, easier said than done.
Yeah.
Well,
gentlemen, I know you're probably about out of time.
Yeah.
So, stay in touch. I tried to text you the other day, and I guess I don't know if you got it or not, but, you know, stay in touch. Thank you for everything, as always.
You're welcome. Love you.
Give my sister from another mister a big hug and kiss.
I will do that. Same with you.
And love you guys, and just keep up the great work. Keep us informed.
Thank you, Kenny. Take care, bro.
All right, Kenny.
All right, take care.
See you. You know, I've got friends that have gone through, that are going through stuff like Kenny and stuff that they've, it's just been nonstop. And the Mercers, the parents of my best friend Mike, it was killed in a car wreck. His sister died of cancer a couple of years prior to that. And they're trying to wrap their minds around why two of their three children have been taken from them. And I told them, you have to understand who runs this planet. The Luciferian psychopaths that run this planet despise those with a lot of faith. They despise Christians, and they would do everything in their power to harm them. So it's almost like it's validating your good faith when bad things happen to you, particularly on this planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only way that a lot of them can wrap their minds around it. I mean, a kid that worked for us that was 28 years old, they buried him two or three weeks ago. It's starting to happen more and more and more and more, and it's just, a lot of parents can't wrap their minds around it. It's pure evil against, it's good against evil. It's what it's always been. But as we get closer to what's coming, it's magnified. It's going to get that much worse.
Yes.
So it's so important to keep your head straight, put on the armor of God, do your reading, especially sit down and pray, have some quiet time, and talk to your Creator. I'm not talking about church. I don't like organized religion. Religion's what happens when man gets involved in the relationship between man and God. In my opinion, I stay away from that. I prefer to have quiet time and talk and commune with my Creator. It's very important. You should try that. Well, Postman, we got about 50 seconds left. Thank you for another great show, my friend.
Oh, you're welcome, Terry.
It was interesting. Jason, I did get a note from Jason, and his mother-in-law had some issues. And Jason, we're praying for her and praying for you and miss you, my brother. I hope everything's going okay. Little short, mean woman, I know you're out there probably listening. I will be home soon. We haven't seen each other all day. She had a birthday party to go to. So miss my little short, mean woman. Love my wife.